Aaron Rodgers on vax status, I'm in the crosshairs of the woke mob right now. By Warner Todd Houston on November 5, 2021. Aaron Rodgers told radio host Pat McAfee that he is in the crosshairs of the woke mob over his vaccine status on Friday. Rodgers took aim at the woke mob during his discussion on the Pat McAfee show. I realize I'm in the crosshairs of the woke mob right now, Rodgers said. So, before my final nail gets put in my cancel culture casket, I think I would like to set the record straight on so many of the blatant lies that are out there about myself. Rodgers went on to slam the witch hunt against unvaccinated players and insisted that he was not lying when he said he was immunized against the virus. I didn't lie in the initial press conference, he said, before adding, it wasn't some sort of ruse or lie. It was the truth, Rodgers insisted. Rodgers added that he is not an anti-vax, flat earther, but is instead a critical thinker. The Packers quarterback said that he spent a lot of time studying the vaccines and discovered that he has an allergy to the ingredients in two of the vaccines. Then he said the Johnson & Johnson shot was the only one that would be suitable for him. But before he took the shot, it was pulled out of use over clotting issues. Rodgers added that the immunization protocol he found that could best protect myself and my teammates was a long-term protocol that involved multiple months of treatment. I'm very proud of the research that went into that and the individuals I met with. We felt like it was what was best for me, he said. However, the NFL refused to accept his plan and insisted that he go in the same category as the unvaccinated players. Rodgers said he then appealed and sent the league 500 pages of research on the vaccines, his status, and his ideas for a plan. Rodgers also revealed that an NFL official told him last year that a vaccinated person can get COVID and cannot pass it on. Rodgers said that this was an untrue claim, and we now know for sure that it is an untrue statement. And he knew that he was dealing with people who had no idea what they were talking about. Nurse practitioner Sarah Rauner fills a syringe with the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to be administered to children from 5 to 11 years old are seen at the Beaumont Health offices in Southfield, Michigan on November 5, 2021. Photo by Jeff Kowalski / AFP, photo by Jeff Kowalski / AFP via Getty Images. At the time the Big Three, vaccines, was what they were going to do. And if you weren't in the vaccinated category, you were in a different category which involved some draconian measures and protocols you'd have to adhere to, which were in my opinion not based on science, were more based in a shame-based environment to get as many guys to get vaccinated as possible, so the league looks better to the rest of the world. That was the focus of these protocols, he said. He also said that there is no science showing that masks prevent the spread of the virus and added that the attacks on unvaccinated people are nothing but propaganda. He claimed that the media and the pro-vaxxers are just keeping this propaganda narrative going that unvaccinated people are the most dangerous people in society. That is what the media has been trying to do. He continued, they're trying to shame and out and cancel all of us not vaccinated people, call us selfish. I mean, that's the propaganda line, too, that you're selfish for making a decision that's in the best interest of your body. That this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated is a total lie, he exclaimed. The reigning NFL MVP also took aim at the left for politicizing the coronavirus pandemic. When Trump in 2020 was championing these vaccines that were coming so quick, what did the left say? And I'm talking about every member of the left. Don't trust the vaccine, don't get the vaccine, you're gonna die from the vaccine, he noted. And then what happened? Biden wins, and everything flips. Finally, Rodgers addressed the woke mob and said, to just say that, the vaccines are a blanket for all that ails you, in my opinion, is wrong and reckless. And for the media out there taking shots at me, if you don't know my story, well, now you do. So, quit lying about me, and personal health decisions, in my opinion, should be private. Many scientists, including three doctors who specialize in reproductive health, vouched for the safety of vaccinations for couples who want to have a baby and urged people to seek out their doctors or nurse practitioners with any questions, the Associated Press reports. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and obstetrician groups also recommend COVID-19 vaccines for pregnant individuals. The NFL coronavirus protocols were developed in conjunction with CDC guidelines and independent infectious disease experts, according to the AP. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.